It's time now for Farah Jasmine Griffin, a professor of English and comparative literature at Columbia University. She's also News & Notes resident bookworm. This month, she's revealing her picks for the 6 most influential African-American writers of all time. She named her first pick last week, and today she offers her second, a man who knows a thing or two about the memoir.
Well, I started my list with the first published African-American author, Phyllis Wheatley, who wrote a great many poems, but the most famous ones were about her state, her status as an enslaved person. Our next author is someone who also wrote as a fugitive slave, and that is Frederick Douglass. Douglass's narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass, published in 1845, represents the highest achievement of the slave narrative genre, and he's our only writer on this list who wrote a slave narrative. He was born around 1818 on the eastern shore of Maryland, and he became a highly influential abolitionist, orator, publisher, and writer. The narrative is the story of his life, the life of an individual, of how a slave became a man, but it is also a testimony, as is the best black autobiography. It is a way of bearing witness for the thousands who suffer under the lash of American slavery and racism, but who do not have the public forum to make their voices heard. Douglass used his narrative to express and interpret the inarticulate testimonials of the enslaved. He was also a powerful orator and essayist, and my selection from Douglass comes from a speech that he made on July 5th, 1852. A speech that he gave at an event in Rochester, New York, commemorating the signing of the Declaration of Independence. In this searing indictment of the nation's hypocrisy, he asked his audience, "Fellow citizens, pardon me, allow me to ask, why am I called upon to speak here today? What have I, or those I represent, to do with your national independence? Are the great principles of political freedom and natural justice embodied in that Declaration of Independence extended to us? And am I, therefore, called upon to bring our humble offering to the national altar and to confess the benefits and express devout gratitude for the blessings resulting from your independence to us? Oh, would God, both for your sake and ours, that an affirmative answer could be truthfully returned to these questions. But such is not the state of the case. I say it with a sad sense of disparity between us. The rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence bequeathed by your fathers is shared by you, not by me. The sunlight that brought light and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. The 4th of July is yours, not mine."
Farah Jasmine Griffin is professor of English and comparative literature at Columbia University. If you want to weigh in with your top picks, go to our blog and write to your heart's content. That's nprnewsandviews.org.